Okay, today we're going to talk about the unique halachos, or at least some of the ones that I thought of, when Purim falls out on Sunday, which obviously the most, enjoyable part of that is that you're not hungry when you're reading the Megillah at night, but there are several unique halachos when Purim falls out on Sunday, other than the fact that Tainis Esther happens a few days in advance, and not just on Erev Purim. So first of all, we discussed a little bit on Thursday night already, but maybe we'll just make a quick mention. Do we say Al Hanisim in benching at Suda Shlishis? If you bench after it's already dark outside, and maybe you continued your meal into the night, so should you say Al Hanisim? Should you say Ritzei? Can you say both Ritzei and Al Hanisim? So the Shulchan Aruch Pasanism Kufpei Chesed Yud, if a person was eating and Shabbos ended, he should still say Ritzei, because we go Basar Haschalas HaSu'udo. We look at the beginning of the meal for what that meal is considered. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if Rosh Chodesh falls out of Motzai Shabbos, you should still only say Ritzei and not Yalav Yavo. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if you finish your meal in time before nightfall. But if you continued and ate bread after nightfall, then you have a chiyuv to say Yalav Yavo. You can't say both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, because that would be a stira. So better to say Yalav Yavo, which is a chiyuv l'kulei alma, rather than to say Ritzei. However, the Mishnah Berurah then adds, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Achein, b'motzoi Shabbos l'chanukah Purim. If Purim is going to be on Motzoi Shabbos, afilum gamar sudasa b'layla, eino maskir shel chanukah Purim rak shel Shabbos levad. Even if you continue your meal into the night, you do not say Al Hanisim in benching. You only say Ritzei. Why? Because the whole idea of saying Al Hanisim is only a Rishus, it's not a Chiyuv, whereas Ritzei is a Chiyuv, so much more important to say Ritzei than to say Al Hanisim. And therefore we leave out Al Hanisim. So that is one unique halacha for this year when Purim falls on Sunday. Another halacha. What about a situation like in my shul? Many shuls are going to have a long break or a short break between the end of Maariv and the beginning of Kriyas HaMegillah to give people time to get to shul who weren't in shul, to get home and grab their Megillahs and bring them to shul. What if a person davens in a shul like mine where there's not going to be a break? We run things rather efficiently. So, you know, if you want your Megillah there, bring it before Shabbos. And if you forget, okay, you'll use a Chumash. It won't be the end of the world. So what is the, what if a person says, no, but I really want to use my Megillah? Are you allowed to bring the Megillah on Shabbos to the shul? So there are two issues with bringing the Megillah to shul on Shabbos to use it after Shabbos. Issue number one is that the Megillah might be mukta, so forget about bringing it to shul for after Shabbos, just moving it, touching it, dealing with it at all. And issue number two is that it might be a violation of hachana, that you're taking it on Shabbos just to be able to use after Shabbos. So the Gemara Maseches Gittin says that if not for the fact that we read a haftorah, the Sifrei Nevi'im would be mukta on Shabbos. We don't read Megillah on Shabbos, therefore it would seem to follow that a Megillah should be mukta on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Ches that you're allowed to move a kli shemalachta laheter even when it's not for the tzorech of the kli. But when it's shalol tzorech klal, it's asu l'taltalo. A kli shemalachta laheter is shalol tzorech klal, you're not allowed to move. But the Shulchan Aruch says, kisvei akodesh, even when there's no need to move them at all, you're allowed to move them. So it would seem to be a Megillah is Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore it would seem that it's permissible. In the Shari Tshuva, in Shin Ches, Sivkantes, he quotes the Berhetev and Eli Rabba that Megillah is like Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore it's Mutter. However, the Pri Chadosh Paskins, also that it's Muktzah. There's a big machlokas achronim whether or not it's muksa. Mishabru quotes the shita of the Pri Chadash, but points out kama achronim cholkim umatinim. Many achronim say that a megillah is not muksa. Now that is true in a normal circumstance. Stam, a couple of weeks ago, I just wanted to stam, learn a little bit from the Megillah, see what it says in the story of Purim, make sure it ends the same way I remember it ending. You know, so I open up Megillah, I read from that. That's not Muktzah. But what about when it's actually Purim is Chal on Shabbos? Is the Megillah Muktzah in that case? So that the Chayyadim writes, since there's a halacha that when Purim is Chal on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Why not? We're afraid a person is going to carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. So by virtue of that gzeira that we're not allowed to read Megillah on Shabbos, it becomes muktzah also. Since you're not allowed to learn from the Megillah Memela, it becomes muktzah. However, this year Purim does not fall on Shabbos. Yud Gimel falls on Shabbos. Yud Dalet is on Sunday. So if Yud Gimel is chal on Shabbos, so that, then says Chayadam, sure you could be metaltel. Why should this Shabbos be any different than any other Shabbos where we paskin a Megillah is not muktzah? However, he says, still, don't bring it to shul late in the day on Shabbos afternoon, because that would be a violation, so that you'll be able to use it right after Shabbos, because that would be a violation of Hachana. The Aruch HaShulchan also says it's not Muktzah, and he quotes those who asked it, but says near Yosef Laheter, but the Aruch HaShulchan says even when Purim is Shabbos, he doesn't think it's Muktzah, but the issue is one of Hachana. So I thought, how do you get around the Hachana problem? As long as you use it on Shabbos also, then you can avoid the entire problem of Hachana. So I saw Rav Shach this past Shabbos. I asked him, what do you think? People forget their Megillah. They'll bring their Megillah's Mincha time, and they'll open up their Megillah, they'll read a few Psukim, they'll learn from it a little bit in order to be able to use it after Shabbos, so that way it won't be a violation of Hachana. He was not too pleased. He did not think that is the appropriate thing to do. He thought you're playing games with Hachana, that's not really going to work, and one should not do that. He assumed that the question I was asking was that there's no Megillah in shul, which is not the question I was asking. I think there will be a Megillah in shul. He assumed that obviously if it's just someone who wants to read from their own Megillah as the Balkoreh is reading from his Megillah, like, get over it, big deal. So you use a chumash, meaning he didn't think that would even be a shaila that one would ask. Okay, next question. I had this came up once. A doctor was on call on Motzei Shabbos, and he was on these crazy shifts that doctors tend to go on, I guess when they're in residency or whatever, and he was going to be on the entire Motzei Shabbos. Can he lay the Megillah early? Is there any problem with him laying the Megillah early? So the Shulchan Aruch Pasuns in Tafrei Sadi Bei Siv Dalid, that b'di'eved, you could already lay Megillah from Plaga Mincha. Magen Avraham writes, even on Shabbos you're allowed to do that, which is an amazing thing if you think about it, because they specifically made a gzeira not to lay Megillah on Shabbos, Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramz Berusha Sarabi. And yet, says the Magen Avraham, yeah, but if it's a Shas Chak and you have some sort of onus, you're not going to be able to lay the Megillah later. It's all right, just lay the Megillah from Plaga Mincha on Shabbos. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadi Gimel, that if you're not going to be able to daven Marav on Motzei Shabbos, you could daven Marav early, daven Marav from Plaga Mincha. However, he says, maybe we shouldn't do it because Eim Koran HaMegillah B'Shabbos, Shem Yavirenu, so maybe we should avoid it. That's what the Levushei Sarad points out. Now, L'chora, one could argue, and Rav Zilberstein writes this way, that the whole Gzeira of Shem Yavirenu is only when the Tzibur needs the Megillah. That's where we make a Gzeira. Don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, Shem Yavirenu, you might come to carry it for Amos. When the whole Tzibur is Osek in the midst of Kriyas HaMegillah, they made such a Gezerah. But when the whole Tzibur is going to read a Motzai Shabbos, no one's reading on Shabbos, just this one guy who's a doctor, who's on call, who's not going to be able to, so it could be that there is no such Gezerah. And that is the Shita of the Chassam Sofer on the notes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Peches Siv Katan Vav. He says, I don't think the Gzeira Deraba applies over here because Lo Trida Kulei Alma. The whole congregation is not so torrid, is not so busy. Only the cholim want to read it. So that there never goes there in such a case. And he says, you know, it's very similar to what the Ran explains. Why is it that we have a bris milah on Shabbos? You know, we don't take lulav on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We ignore mitzvos d'oraisa because we on Shabbos because we're so terrified someone's going to carry dalet amos and rosh hasharanim. You know how many things you have to bring to a bris milah? You guys probably don't know. The last milah that you were deeply involved with was one that... You know how many okay. You know how many things you have to bring to a bris milah? The moel gives the parents, gives the mother, if he's smart, and the father, if the moel is a rookie, a list of items that you got to bring to the bris milah. How many pillows, how many gauze pads, how many bottles, how many this... Shouldn't we have made a gzera that don't do a bris milah on Shabbos? Shema yavirenu, the tinok, the knife, that's just from, or any of the things that you might carry on Shabbos. So the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chesam and Aleph points out, he says, Maishna milah, why is milah allowed on Shabbos? V'yesh lomer dahani shayni lefisha kol trudin behem v'lo mitkar chad achavrei. Masha'en ken b'milah. He says, you know what the difference is? The milah is not everybody's mitzvah. It's the Aviyah Ben's mitzvah, the family, but there are other people that will remind them. If they see them carrying something, hey, you're not supposed to carry. Remember, we don't hold the Eruv, or there is no Eruv. You're not supposed to carry. Someone's going to remind them when it comes to the milah. But when everybody, when the entire community is doing something, there's going to be no one to remind you. Now, what about the other notion, that we don't lay Megillah on Shabbos because a neim shel aniyim nesuos lemikra Megillah. The aniyim look forward to mikra Megillah because that's where they can collect tzedakah. So lechara, also for an individual, we're not going to make such a gezeira. In the Hagos of the Baruch Tam on the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Sadi Beis Siv Katan Vav, he writes that since Chazal made a gezera not to read the Megillah on Shabbos, maybe the gezera is a low plug, and it applies even to a yachid, and that's what he says to defend the Magen Avraham. So there's at least a debate whether one is allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos on an individual basis. If an individual is allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos when it's a Shas Avchak or an Ones, and he's not going to read the Megillah afterwards. L'chora, there's plenty of room to be mekel if we're truly a Shas Avchak and the guy is not going to be able to lay in the Megillah afterwards. One last this year type of question. Rav Zilberstein discusses the following. You're having a long Shalosh Shuvos, and you're getting so into it, it's getting so labedik, the singing and whatever else, you didn't realize. Purim is here already. They're laying the Megillah right now. You got to run, you got to go catch the Megillah. You didn't bench yet. So you're going to go lay the Megillah, then you want to come back and bench. So we already said the halacha at the beginning that if your Shalosh Shuvos extends into Purim, you say Ritzei, you don't say Al Anisim. What if your Shalosh Shuvos extends so far into Purim that you already laid the Megillah? Do you still say Ritzei in benching, even though you already laid the Megillah? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sivkat and Samach Zayin has a suffix. If a person was mavdil ben kodesh l'chol in middle of Shalosh Shuvos, middle of Shalosh Shuvos, he decides it's getting too spiritual. He wants to kill the mood, so he says Baruch Avdil ben kodesh l'chol. So he makes Avdallah right then and there in the middle of Shalosh Shuvos. Can he still say Ritzei in benching? So he leaves it as a suffix. He's not sure because you declared the end of Shabbos already. What if you daven Mariv in middle of Shalosh Shuvos? It's a Mariv minyan right now. They're trying to get 10 people together. So you go, you join, you come back, and you didn't bench yet. So Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Pei Ches of Karlam Beis says that's too late. You can no longer say Ritzei in benching. That's already Kisasri Adadi. So what about Megillah? L'chora, one would imagine that Megillah is also Kisasri Adadi. How can you have lain the Megillah and then say, oh yeah, but it's not Shabbos? Well, that's what we would have thought until we heard what we just heard about 5 minutes ago, which is that maybe laning the Megillah is not necessarily a declaration that Shabbos is over. There are circumstances where Megillah could even be laid on Shabbos. Not only that, Megillah's Nikres, Biyom Yud Gimel, it could be laid in general in a regular year from Plaga Mincha, strictly speaking. So it's not really Tarti Desasri. Now, Grant Primogadim writes in Mishpsel Zav, Tavrei Shadi Beis, if gotten Beis, that if Purim is Chal on Erev Shabbos, this happens sometimes, Purim falls on a Friday, a built-in day off after Purim, it's fantastic. Purim falls on a Friday, and you realize late in the day, oh my gosh, there's something I forgot. What was it? Did Matanos Avionim? Did Mishloach Manos? Had the Seuda? Had Chayiv Nishlo V'Sume? What didn't I? Oh yeah, Megillah. You realize that you didn't lay Megillah, and it's already late in the day on Friday afternoon. So the Primogadim writes, you could lay Megillah Bein Hashmashos. They were not gozer on the Yisrael Rabbanon of laying the Megillah during Bein Hashmashos because of mitzvah, even for a mitzvah Rabbanon we're not gozer a Shavuos Bein Hashmashos. Certainly, when you have a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah like Megillah, and therefore one is allowed to lay in the Megillah. Now, one could argue that that's when you have a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, which is the daytime reading. The nighttime reading of Turi Evan and the Yudha, all the Achronim say, is definitely not Divrei Kabbalah. Nighttime reading is definitely only Midrabanan. So one could argue that maybe it's not as strong, but still, even for Mitzvah Drabanan, we're not going to be Hashmashos, and therefore the fact that you're laying the Megillah late in the day, on Saturday afternoon, does not necessarily say that you are declaring at the end of Shabbos, because strictly speaking, the Megillah could have even been laid, perhaps in certain extenuating circumstances, when it was still Shabbos. So those are the four issues that immediately come to mind. I'm sure there are more issues that I'm just not thinking of, but we'll leave it at there for today.